It's a disease that both is mystifying and devastating, Alzheimer's. About 5 million Americans suffer from Alzheimer's. Millions more are family members who face challenges caring for their loved ones. And while we don't know how the disease begins, researchers are working to find answers and maybe one day a cure. WGBH Radio's Christina Quinn has our story that combines innovation with hope.
Watching a loved one deteriorate from Alzheimer's is a long and painful process. Just ask Donna Sonato.
We lost our dad 9 years ago to Alzheimer's, and he was fairly young. He was in his 70s. And then 5 years ago, my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and she now resides in a nursing home.
Knowing that she will lose another parent to Alzheimer's is something Donna and her siblings find themselves coming to terms with every day. Feelings of sadness and helplessness ebb and flow, depending on how good or bad the day is going for their mother. Meanwhile, researchers continue trying to find a drug, a device, something that will offer a glimpse of hope into how to address this disease. Recently, scientists announced that they may be able to offer such hope. At the Draper Lab, scientists have found a way to recreate the human brain on a tiny lab chip. Pretty wild, right? Well, this brain on a chip could accelerate the research of diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other neurodegenerative diseases.
To accurately represent the brain for the purposes of drug discovery and development, we needed to reproduce various facets of it and go well beyond the current models.
That's Shankar Sundaram. He's the director of the Draper Bioengineering Center down in Tampa, Florida. The work they're doing is part of the Draper Laboratory's biomimetics program in Cambridge in collaboration with MIT.
As we all know, we have a huge issue with pharmaceutical drugs being withdrawn either late in phase 3 clinical trials or after they've been marketed due to adverse events. That costs, it costs upwards almost of $1 billion essentially for pharma to develop a drug. And we don't want to be finding out these things at the last stage.
Drug development is a long and risky process, and about a third of new drug candidates fail in advanced clinical trials. With an average $1.2 billion price tag to research and develop each new drug, there is a lot to lose. What scientists at Draper are hoping to accomplish with Brain on a Chip is to more accurately test a drug in early development so that if something is amiss, it will be caught early on. This would dramatically reduce the failure rate of drugs in clinical trials and speed up the research process. While this is all very exciting for the drug research community, there is some reservation, or as one doctor puts it, cautious optimism.
I think that it's very promising research. And unfortunately, there's a lot of promising research.
Dr. Sandy Auerbach is director of behavioral neurology at Boston Medical Center.
And if I had $1 billion to spend on research, this might very well be one of them. But a lot of other things need to be done, probably equally as important.
Auerbach says that while he's excited about what brain on a chip means for the advancement of drug development, he's more concerned about coming up with ways to detect Alzheimer's earlier.
I think that one of the big things is developing more precise, reliable biomarkers, that you don't have to rely on measuring somebody's memory, doing tests of memory and so forth, to assess who's going to develop the disease. By the time Alzheimer's disease becomes apparent clinically, the disease has been developing for years.
And with the rapidly aging boomer generation, there is a sense of urgency in detecting the disease early. At Doris Garnham's dining room table in Chelmsford, she and her sister Donna express concern about their own future.
We joke about it, but we're frightened of it. You know, I mean, we've seen it, so we know what it is. You know, we know that you walk in a room and you don't know the people.
As you age, you start having lapses in your memory. And so when you forget something or you're in the middle of something, you forget what you're doing, you go, oh, my God, I've got Alzheimer's, you know. But it probably isn't. But when both your parents have it, it's like, oh, my God, when's it going to start?
As their mother Phyllis's condition worsens, Donna, Doris, and their siblings have channeled their pain and loss into raising money for research. They started the Lovitz League, a foundation to raise awareness, and are throwing a Halloween fundraiser at the end of the month to benefit the Alzheimer's Association.
I want people to realize that there are 5 million people out there diagnosed with Alzheimer's. There are 80 million baby boomers out there that are aging, and that everybody needs to be concerned about this disease because this is something that could cripple our healthcare system.
something on the minds of families and researchers alike, which is why time is of the essence. Right now, a lot of early drug research for neurological diseases is tested on cells in a petri dish. Back at the Draper Lab, Shankar Sundaram says having an exact replica of the brain will help them better understand how drugs work and ultimately how diseases like Alzheimer's develop.
Putting just different cell types is known in the literature, but what we wanted to do was put them in a physiologic microenvironment. In other words, if there was a person living in a certain society, they function and behave in a certain fashion. If I just pick them up and put them in a colony in the moon, they're likely to act completely differently. So that's the paradigm that is missed in a lot of these studies.
So what Shankar is saying is if they know exactly how the brain acts, they'll know how it responds to drugs. Brain on a chip, Shankar says, could revolutionize the way drugs are tested.
It's a human model system that ultimately we hope in the next 3 to 5 years will revolutionize drug discovery in terms of being adopted by the industry to be the definitive tests where drugs must pass safety and efficacy benchmarks before they are moved on to clinical trials.
Back in Chelmsford, where it's getting late, Doris Garnham and Donna Sonato light up when they talk about their Halloween fundraiser. They say it's how they can contribute to research, and it's what helps them and their family cope with what's ahead.
You're never prepared. No. You're never prepared. And we know, we truly know what's going to happen.
You can't fall apart, because that's not going to get you anywhere. I mean, you just have to keep going.
Yeah.
Try to be positive. And do things like we're doing to raise...
That's
positive to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.